Brandela.
I'm Brandy. I'm going to go ahead and mute.
Okay.
Okay, because I'm not sure what kind of noise we're going to get.
Okay.
Glad you made it home safe.
Yeah, thank you.
Okay, let's see.
Anybody there? Hello?
We're here. We're just
Brandy.
Muted.
Hello?
Okay. I'm at the hospital with my husband, so I have to mute. I'm signing off now again.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Please join me in saying the honor because. Anna Bekoa. Gimel, Yutat Sadi, Kabel Rina, Amta Sagrenu, Taharenu, Nora, Kufre Shayan, Sintet Nun, Nagibor, Dorshe Yehudha, Kivavat Shamren. Nun gimel dalet yud kaf shin. Barchem tacharem, rachamei sitkacha, tamim. Betet Resh, Zaditav Gimel. Chasin Kadosh, Berov Tucha, Na'el Adatecha. Het Kufbet, Tet Venayim. Yachid Ge'e, Lam Ha'penei, Zokrei Kiddushatecha. Yud Gimel Lamed, Hey Zion Kuf. Shavatenu Kabel, Ushmatziakatenu, Yodea Ta'alumot, Shin Kufaut, Tadiyatas. We have brought the energy of creation into our space. We will now separate between the right column energy and the left column energy of this creation, utilizing the 13 attributes of mercy. Adonai Yohewahe, Adonai Yohewahe, El Rachum Vechanun Erech Apayim Verav Chesed Vemet. The notes hesed la lafim, no se alon vafesha vechata vinake. We will now connect to the energy of certainty, utilizing a verse from the Sulam commentary of the Zohar, from Parashat Yitro, it's Pasuk 29. We'll start with the L'Shem Yichud. L'Shem Yichud, Kud Shabar Yichu, Ishkinte, Bid Hilu, Urkimu, Ud Hilu, Ud Hilu, Urkimu. L'Yakta, L'Shem, Yodhe Bavavhe, B'Yichuda, Shulim, B'Shem, Kol Yisrael. L'Imud Torah Mitzvah, La'asot Torah Mitzvah. V'ayihino am Adonai Eloheinu, Aleinu Ma'asei Yadeinu, Karanei Aleinu, Ma'asei Yadeinu, Karaneihu. Rabbi Abba Amar Bekama Atar Tane Nandekut Shabarichu Koma De Aved Le'ela Witata Kola Yihu Kishot V'yovada Dikshot V'leila Mila B'alma Divaye Barnash Vadahya leya mineya ulam haga. Deya kalana dehakuru ovada. Dikshot inun wikola itsterich. Be alma. We will connect to the energy of the year 5778, our current year, which that energy is to bow to Hashem in order to walk with Hashem. Two verses that connect to this energy of bowing to Hashem in order to walk with Hashem. The first that we study is 2 Samuel chapter 13, verse 6. Vayishkav Amnon Vayichal Vayavo Hamelech Liroto Vayomer Amnon El Hamelech Tavo Natamar Ahoti udlavev Levene shute levivot Vievre miyada. The second verse is from Psalms. It's chapter 32, verse 5. Concealed in this verse is the name of the year, Tavshin Ayin Chet. The letters of this name are separated by three letters each. Chatati odiacha, wawoni lokisiti, amarti ode ale peshai, ladonai ohe wahe, weata nasata, awon chatati sela. The year 5777 has the energy of the goats, but also of the wake-up call. There are also two verses that connect to this energy. The first that we study is Lamentations chapter 3, verse 52. Sod saduni katsipor. O Yavai Chinam. When we take the first letters of these words, we create Satsuki Ach, which translates as appear like brothers. When we take the final letters of these words, we have Dir Yam, which translates as a sea of tenants. The second verse is from Joshua, it's chapter 23, verse 8. Concealed in this verse is the name of the year, Tavshin Ayin Zion. The letters of this name are separated by seven letters each. Kim Vadonai Yohewahe Elohechem Tadevaku Kasher Asitem Ad Hayom Hazeh. The second verse . The energy of the year 5776, which is known as the year of the pause, also has two verses that connect to its energy. The first that we study is 2 Chronicles chapter 9, verse 34. Raka kohanim hayulimat velo yachlu lehashit. Et kol ha'olot vayahaskum acheichem ha'levim ad kelot hamlacha v'ad yitkadshu ha'kohanim ki ha'levim yishrei levav v'hitkadesh me'ha'kohanim. This verse has 25 words. When we take the first letters, we're able to permute them into eight names of God. Adonai Yohewahe, Lalahe, Wawawa, Yolayo Alame, Hey, 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 Ata'a, Reka'a. The second verse is from Isaiah, it's chapter 26, verse 4. Bidhu Vadonai Yohewahe Ade Ad Kibia Yohe Adonai Yohewahe Sur Olami. The year 5775 has the energy of swallowing death forever. There are three verses that connect to this energy. The first is that we study is Job chapter 7, verse 19. Kama lo tishem imeni lo tarpeni ad bili ruki. Next, it's 1 Samuel chapter 23, verse 23. Udu mikol hamachado iyam. Asher yitchabe sham ushabtem elai el nahu. Vehalakti yitchem lichayayim yeshno. Baretz vehipasti oto bekol alpe Yehuda. And the third verse is from Job. It's chapter 20, verse 7. Kegel olanetzach yoved ro'av yom ru'ayom. The year 5774 has the energy of peace in the Middle East. There is one verse in all of the Tanakh that has this energy, and that is 2 Samuel chapter 7, verse 10. Vesam ti makom le'ami le'Yisrael untati v'shakan ta'akta v'lo yirgaz od v'lo yosifu v'nei avla la'anoto ka'asher barishona. We will now connect to the energy of the 72 names of God. We do so by saying the name of the letter with its root vowel out loud in sequence. Wahe wayo layo sayote alame mehe shila lahe aka aka heta hezayo alada. La awa he he a yozala me behe he re yo he kome la awa kala yo la wa wa pe he la nu la ha yo 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 me la he 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 wa nu ta he he a yo re ta shi a he. Re yo yo awa me laka be washire yo he wa la he he kawako me nuda anu yo he a me re he a yo yo za he 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 me yo ha wa wa la yo la he sa a la a re yo a shi la me yo he. Wa he wa da nu yo he he shi a me me nu nu a nu yo ta me be he pe wa yo nu me me yo yo la he re he me ta re wa be be yo he he a nu wa me he yo da me be me nu ko a yo a he be wa. Hey, hey, yo, be, may, hey, yo, yo, may, wa, may. And the 72 names from the Tzaddikim, we utilize the same tool to connect to their energy. Wa, 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 yo, 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 sa, be, pe, a, may. May, be, she, la, yo, hey, anu, a, kameta. Hey, hey, yo, anu da, la, hey, wa, hey, mea, a, yo, ta, la, me, re, hey, hey, yo, yo, hey, me, me, ba, wa, wa, ka, be, yo, la, yo, wa, pe, nu, la, nu, me, ha, yo, hey, yo, me, nu, hey, 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 wa, nu, yo, hey, hey, shi, a, yo, re, ta, shi, a, hey, re, la, yo, wa, wa, me, la, yo, be, wa, hey, re, yo yo wa la he he ka ako me nu da anu yo he wa me re he a yo he za he shi he me ka ha wa wa la yo yo he sa a la re yo wa a la me ta he wa he wa da la yo he yo shi a la me nu he a nu wa ta me la he pe a yo. Nu ko me yo re la he be he me za re. Wa he be yo a he a la wa me za yo. Da he be me ka ko a la a he he wa. Re la hey, yo, yo, may, hey, la, yo, may, hey, may. The Sadiqim, who left this day, the 22nd day of Elul, Rabbi Yaakov Halevi, he is the son of Moshe Moelin, known as the Maharal. Is Rabbi Mordechai Dov Twersky of Hornets Dipole. He's the son of Rabbi Meshulam Zusha Yitzhak. Rabbi Mordechai Dov Bear of Hornets Dipole. And the eighth verse of the Ana B'Koach we say in a whisper. Today's class is a Tikkuni Zohar class, since we are studying this for the month of Elul. You'll find the handout in the revealed revealed wisdom matrix in the last row, row 19, the second column from the left. When you click on that link, it brings you to a landing page for the Tikkuni Zohar. Please scroll down to section 42A. That is where we will be reading tonight, studying tonight. In case I didn't say the L'shem Yichud, I'll say it again. Never, it doesn't hurt to say it as many times as you want. L'shem Yichud kud shabar iku ishkin te bit hilu urchinu udhilu udhilu urchinu. Le'akta l'shem yudhe bovathe b'yichuda shalim b'shem kol Yisrael. Limud Torah mitzvah, la'asok Torah mitzvah. Vayhino amadunai Elohino aleinu maasei adenu korenei aleinu maasei adenu korenehu. Aromina mikom adilaila minima ila dayehi hashuva salvistalaku. Mineya vayo lal kadaka met aimaya tashuva vgalat imeyahu itavid mikol vkol uginda kahilaim ko imonot hashamar Yud-K, hey, me, amad, me, amad, adai, uginda'u vifashachem, shalacham, imchem ha'ahu, it marbo, shalach t'shalach, et ha'am, et le'aska, Shekin ta 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 ima ya ya mi alaya kamet badam vaime ta ta behavel behavel behavadi adam rahu Medahaval ginda beri o min lalef ke yud ke ayu alef yud dechaba beya tachevel vista laku vista arad hashemu ginda Hayom Aval Achicha Vayehu Aleph Yud Min Adonai Veishtar Din Min Adonai Chovad Yadam Garam Veishtalat Yud Vav Min Yud Ke Vav Ke Veishtar Hashem Amar Leya Avav Ahai Yud Vav Hawa Leya Lemeho My Vav Yud Amar Leya Vereverdai Daraza Dechav Vemed Chashva Ila'a Deistalek Min Aleph Veishta Arauta Vav Yud Begin Deistalak Mita Min Alat Haolot Dayahu Mechashava Satima Be'at Be'et Yud Min Aleph Dalit Yehuda Samech Aleph Mechashava Bar Minea Bechamka Razadila Itgalia Ad Hashata Veda Yehu Ki Yada Shemi Yekarenu Vianahu Sham Yudalit La'ala'ayila Me'naya Kalil Elahahu Devara Kola Velet Man Devara Leya Da'ayit Bora Peit Bare B'kegon Me'ya De'ayahu Pera Le'a Savayim Ugalon Va'iyahu Idvare Aval Hai Bara Vela Ita Vare Ayahu Delait Eloke Le'ail Minea Amar Le'a Ava Mai Oi Havi Amar Leya Bere Haihu Kadista Lak Aleph Min Aleph Ke Yud Ke Im Yud Vav Min Yud Ke Vav Ke It Aved Ale Ayo Awo Amar Leya Aleph Yud Aleph Ayihi Bede Yukta Da Yud Yud Le'ila Vav Be'emsa Dalet Da'ata Veda Aleph Min Aleph Ke Yud Ke Aleph Min Adonai Aval Hai Aleph Sufa Tata Halata Vata Halata Kesofa Uva Amar Al Olet Haolot Ani Rishon Vani Acharon Uva At Vavim Saita Uma Bali Ade Ein Elokim Amar Leya Havada Utgaleya Lima Dela Yudana Adhashta Velatid Litgaleya Adyomin Deyutai Malka Mashicha Amar Leya Alefaki Ishtamoda Yait Adam Kadamon Lekol Kedumim Vait Adam Achara Amar Leya Bare Hake Uvadai Adam Devara Leya Aulat Aolot Sadi ukna di leya. Sati mukh dviz haigarim. Diskalak aulat. Paolo dadam hinena. Kaal hamecha shova. Adam talita. Kav b'me aser. Ketalat Adam inun Adam devarea Adam de Yitzre Adam de Asiya Ketav kol chovin shon Amar le'a bereim kol dahawa Hashem yudke ki makameya The Adam Batar Dayutu Erev Ravi Avado Yata Gila Geromao The Istalak Hashem Lagabe Bavyud Great David Ho Uman Garam Dahavi Koi Hokta Ishtarat Hashem Bhakareya Yahida Hada Tudiktil Ayaka Ishva Dada Devakad Meta Betalakna Shetion Hashem Levatar Istalakat Hashem Allah Ishtarat Hashem Tata Batareya Yehida Batar Ha'ata Arbo Tovim Ramadi Aparash Kudshabarichu Adahu diktil, Yavadal Elohim, Bain haor, Bain hachoshech karmel, Tigala shakinta, Vita ravat, Bain omen dialaa, Samach aleph ben omen dialma uvneha, Ama Umana satara lom Samech aleph natara Lo begiluta beha uzim na nachit Kudsha berichu bekol atvi Tistal kol begoluta Adahu diktiv Yeshiayo membet Ani Hashem Hushami Ukvodi Lachar La'atem Kol. The English translation. Until you recognize the true nature of the unity, which is the continuous nature of reality, then any thoughts of directing this reality are unsuccessful. It is an intuitive recognition that relates to that hidden thought, which is the maker of all things. Therefore, it is through Yud that the created comes into being with a process of creation that in and of itself reflects that creator, creating as in all things. By extension, it is this Yud that is the connection with higher thought, meaning hidden thought. An unwritten commentary, the hidden thought is your unconscious. And these two paragraphs are essentially talking to us about how we create, but at the level of our unconscious. And just as Hashem brought things into creation with his speech, we bring things into creation with our speech, when we are in the consciousness of unity at the level of our unconscious. Continuing to read. It is a mystery called Aleph that is presented to us here. It is this mystery that brings forth everything that is to come. The letters image themselves and become as one to both themselves and the above and below. One aspect of a letter, as we can see, is contained in another. On one level, this paragraph is telling us that the words we speak, which are composed of Hebrew letters, those words bring the letters into creation. And just as the Aleph has a yud above the vav and a yud below the vav, we bring things into creation in the same process of the four steps of four letters of Hashem's name. And with all of that said, Hashem brought us into being with a part of himself. We bring whatever we create into being with a part of ourselves. Continuing to read. The tree of life is the result of the separation of light from darkness, meaning the good from the bad. Now, the bad was mainly theoretical. It was a construct, or rather a misread sense of the good. When, however, this construct was followed, instead of attaching to the good, what happened was the exile of Israel, the separation into the Shekhinah and the nations. The name is intact. It is one. There is no other. It is the way things work. It is the realization of unity that makes the name what we can conceive. No letters may be taken away. Always it appears just as it will for its own meaning and our sense of wonder. Beyond this, the letters are all taken together to produce the mystery of that is one. We've repeatedly seen this phrase in the Tikkuni Zohar. It is the way things work. This phrase represents a level of consciousness of unity. It is the Keter itself. Tikkun 20. Bereshit bara Elokim, Elokim mi ela alav me'amar shahu me'arom anechem berau mi abara Elokela. In the beginning, Elohim created Elohim. Is the same letters as my Ele, which means who are these? About that it is said, lift your eyes up high and see who, the word is me in Hebrew, Mem Yud, has created these. Aleph Lamed He. I am adding, there is a whole section of the Zohar that discusses the same aspect. You can find it in the prologue. Tikkun 21. Bereshit Yardo Shem Shehi Zakanim V'yamaro Hata Asakanu Bama Shehinu Shehitem V'anchanu Lo Tayanu V'lachayinu V'zebet Shemim Reshit Hare Hazakan Haloyon Yered Beyon Azim Amar Hare Anchanu Ahar Ihar Vishalosh Hainu Viata Anachnu Achad Elohim Vedai Mi Bara Ela Mi bara ba'ilu shalosh v'hayo Rabiyat b'shia v'ayit v'chamishit v'tashit. Two sages came to speak about the letter Bet, and that there were two beginnings. And the higher sage spoke about the one, the three, and again the one, Elohim. See who created these. See who created with these three. And she is the fourth, and the seventh, and the fifth, and the ninth. We'll continue to read section 42b. We finished section 41A. Does anyone have any questions? I will make a comment about Tikkun 21. The question is being asked, who created these three? These are the letters Yud Lamed He. This is one of the 72 attributes. Those three letters are the middle letters in the name Elohim. She is the fourth, which is Malchut, and the seventh, which is also Malchut, and the fifth, which is also Malchut, and the ninth, which is the Yesod of Malchut. Starting to read section 42b in the Aramaic. Bereshit bara Elohim Elokein mi ale aleya itmar she'al berom anechem b'ra'u mi bara Elohei takano chad v'yisarim Bereshit Netatin Tamin Tarein Savin Vimrin Itaskana Bama Dehotun Nadehone Vainan Lotopoyanam Navila Havikdan Veda bet tarein reshit Hasaba ila akanachit Benai hu amar haidan Chagdalat chavinan Vekananan Chad elokim Vedai Mi bara ela Mi bara be'ilem talat ba'yei Rabaya v'shaviya Samech aleph v'chamisha V'samech aleph v'tashiya V'reishi dinun shitzavin U'maninihu et ha-shamayim ve'et ha-aretz Ha-inun sheva v'talat Gamizin aleihu Bialin sheva savin Uvat shevat yechida lekabalehu Sheva ugin daha inun sheva Shavuot adolaima Hav hazaniv avatarehu Veilin savin aareu Babotzina kadishi V'chaberu amru le'a Rabbi, Rabbi, ant v'chabarich Ishkachatun chadolai madiayu V'archa mezanav avatarehu Amarlon v'arana The Mishrin Sagin de Hawo Katin Mekarva de Hovio Lyanun Mashirin de Mala Akin De Nahatin Mazarazo de Kabela Salotin Mesitra de Hamishin Atvan Gamichadain Yisrael de Koyoman de Vahon de Hamishin Alo Bene Yisrael Maeret Mitzrayim Gamilakin de Nachitin Leagacha Karava deka mimenin Altsulotin koho Hava nachitin betufa Degabora kad mitzchin Lehoyal Dekama tilen dileya Dekadenafin altarehu Bekamachovin de Yisrael Vayinun Mare Atalotin Umastakalin Beshem Yud He Vav He Dai Aleph Yud He Yud Bina Vinachata Alayhu Betufa Gagavora kalcho nachalim mekomio viat kim behosus verokvo ramabayim dayam tachamishin sheare bina Chamishin atvan dekarelat shama amru leya lelachavareya ulechol leanuna v'istakala b'zar hahu demazanyav b'tar tzalotayin da'ainun Chaushin b'leit lon reshu B'salika im acharanim U'faracha amachon le'ela u'gininun Tzalotim chalishin ad idmar V'yuz b'nav be'ach kol Mashiach Achrecha Denar Katin Nohag Bam Dailen Esar Salkim Yud Ke Valke Bekol Hadait Lea Tilotea Beim Hasir Had Menehu Afilu Betarea La Salik Salota Dayelia Amea Begin Dayu Anea Belet Lea Rishu Pisalakan Salotaya Imataranin Kol ho talutin ta me ta avaka ach ben sulusalka adhahio salota dianeya salikot ugim data fila leani kiyato dekalaho mitat spin Begena adayahi salka amhon Delea peruda babanehu Betsaluta dane ayahi shekinta Manani da tzadik vahay tzalota Itkaria tekev legabe tzelonitin acharanin ugina itmar afilu nachash kerok al dachbo lo yefasik af al gav desachir lo leahai nekuda Deayi kutsa, deat dalad bakama chovin leolpa, kati gureya al benoil ishkinta. La papasik lehahiyo, bekuda deim yilpasik begeniya, istalak. Kutsa min dalet min echad ishtar achar dayehu nachash keroch beachbo devagin havi lo yepasik vela istalak kutsa diet dalet min echad Aval begin a grav, istalach vayehu, tusiku varach, vineya padahu diktiv, bereshit lo lametet, biazu begadu, biada vayones, vietze achotza, ad hakei, Ha'olama Dekaz Adamin Lekabehu Michamar Chatar Achar Ve'irun Amar Lon Mahu Ve'azel Ve'azel Begedu Biada Ela Ikravayahi ekar bet the akrat beta de shakinta bedaihu begidu de hava de avoda zera kadhavio aja vitrabara In guf adam yashan da'im rat shakiva Ame chotsofa zona itmar bezot Barit vayanas vayatse Hotzi. Kina ugin dafilu nachash karoch. Alech volo yipasik. Af agav desitar lo lehahio. Nekuda diak skalad la yipasik. Gai yipasik. Begine ya astalik. Utsa min dalad. Deyachad vishtar. Achar diayahu. Nahash keroch begin de havio. Lo yipasik the la haistalak. Vayahu pusak. Urachat. Minea avalik rautifasik. Kamadia vid Yosef tzadika hadahu. Dikti the yonach. Begadan, begidu atzla, beyanas vigomer had hakeha, olayma kaz damin vigabeho, vichamar betar beiran, amarlon mai viyanoa. Bagidu atzla, the kolik omer, ela aikra vikra bet. Di akar bita de shikinta, kad bi ayoliat avera. Im sadikayo, sarifli afsaka. Mineya vila yitzhane bineya viyafilu. The English translation. The definition of creation is resolved by internal inquiry. You ask, who are these, in reference to the letters, to discern their inner meanings and what lies behind them. The two beginnings are one from the higher level and another from the lower level. One is the reflection of the other. These sages are the working out of the thought process that determines the inner workings of creation. We are one, Keter. We are three, Keter, Bina, and Chachma. And then resolving to one, which is above Keter, which is the unknown. The fourth is Chesed. By extension, there is the seventh, Netzach, which also is the result of three, the triad Tiferet, Netzach, and Hod. We see the symbols of the Sephirot in terms of creation and higher thoughts, the elders, which brings down their influence, the daughter, the Shekhinah, and the result, earth or Malchut. The 7 weeks of the counting of the Omer, or the 7 weeks following Passover, to Sinai representing the revelation. The enemy of the snake are the angels, the prayers for good. The snake represents the sins of Israel. They are victorious with Giburah, meaning that they restrict the effect of these sins and reverse their consequences. Imagine that sins are dense materials placed within a liquid called consciousness, and these make it increasingly difficult for there to be a free flowing of above to below, and vice versa. These angels, these prayers, have the effect of dissipating this dense material, dissolving it, and adding to the free flowing of prayers above and below. They fall, meaning they dissipate from sins into nothing. This sea is consciousness, and because the Shema said twice daily, in the morning and before retiring in the evening, and also in the evening Mariv service, serves as the backbone of consciousness. Into the backbone, all sins are cleansed. If there is teshuvah, or repentance, meaning nothing further is added to muddy those waters of consciousness, or the sea into which those riders were thrust. The prayer of the poor man is he who is poor in the wisdom of prayer, so that even though he prays, he cannot do so with the conviction of one who is rich in the wisdom of prayer, meaning what is being added to consciousness all along. The Shekhinah helps by uniting together the prayers of the poor so that they all ascend together. The prayer of the poor cannot be interrupted by the sins that creep up within thoughts, because the prayers must continue in order to take the focus away from the sins and place it upon the thoughts. There must be no interruption because it negates the purpose of prayer and might cause the sins to overwhelm the prayers. I am adding, remember that the word prayer in the language of the Zohar refers to the Amidah. Now, in such a case that the sins rise to the level of a scorpion, meaning they are poised to destroy the person because they cannot shake off the repetitive nature of the sins, the prayer can be interrupted because we must not let holiness of prayer become contaminated with overwhelming sin. The uprooting of the Shekhinah is the serving of the connection of prayer that occurs when the focus becomes directed toward the sin and not towards its abeyance. The circumcision releases the attachment to sin. He said to them, "My father is one great fish. When he is with thirst, he opens his mouth and swallows the sea. And for 70 or 7 years, the sea does not return to its strength. And the mystery of the matter, he is confident, though the Jordan rush forth to its mouth." That is the end of section 42B. Does anyone have any questions? Tomorrow we will have a Slichot service at 7 a.m. West Coast time. At 10:30, our class will be the revelation of the energy of the year 5779. And at 3 o'clock, we will continue our advanced reincarnation classes. Shavua Tov to all, a good week. Shalom Gadol. A great amount of serenity and peace in your life. And may we all say, Amen. Shabbat Shalom. Shavua Tov.
Shabbat
Shalom to all.
Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom. Shavua Tov.